Right, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Very good morning, Mike.
These price indexes, food in there as well, so we angst about food, don't we?
Oh, we can angst about everything, can't we? Yesterday we got the monthly dump from Stats New Zealand of this is roughly 50% of the components that make up the CPI, and particularly relevant at the moment, given the view that inflation is sort of nudging the 3% boundary of the RBNZ target range. Creating, so we are told, Mike, nerve-wracking anxiety on the terrace in Wellington. So, yep, these are the selected price indexes. There's various elements to these indexes. Food prices get the most attention. The good news is that the annual change has fallen to 4.1%. That was running at 5%. I was interested to listen to Cam Bagri. Ryan had Cam Bagri talking earlier on. He made the very valid observation that for most people, inflation feels like it's running higher than 3%, because everyday stuff that you notice is dwarfing that 3%, and food's a classic case of this. There's some staggering numbers in the detail here, which I thought I had to share. I would mention that food prices have been trending higher since the middle of last year on an annual basis. This is the first significant reversal in that trend, so let's sell it there. The grocery group is up 3.9%, meat, poultry and fish 6.4%, but here's some of the stats quoted in the release yesterday. The average price for 2 litres of milk, that's up 15.1%. Cheese, 31.4%. Beef mince, 17.7%. Butter, 28.9%. Here's the one that I didn't actually realise because I don't buy it, but a loaf of white bread is up 49.6%. That's wheat prices, I think, are behind that. Never buy it, wouldn't have known. But you can see, if someone tells you inflation's running at 3%, you're going to think about these daily sort of, you know, the consumables. You're going to go, 3%, my eye. Rental inflation, quite soft in the monthly numbers. That's good news for renters, not so much for landlords. Administrative prices, so rates and fees, they're still problematic. The thing is, Mike, we've now got 3 months of selected price index representing the third quarter, so July, August, September. So you can have a really good crack at estimating Q3 inflation. That figure is due for release on Monday, so a very exciting way to start the week. Consensus forecast 0.9% for the quarter, 3% year on year. It could very easily print at 3.1. You won't be surprised to see it there.
No.
The thing, though, Mike, here, the actual, while that number is important, The real key is actually how quick it falls, because everyone's expecting it to fall. So Q4, first half of next year, that's probably way more important.
Okay, which is where the Infometrics forecast is interesting this morning. So we'll talk to Gareth about that later on. Now, 4.3 to 4.5, this is material, isn't it? That's a bump.
Yeah, we're talking about employment across the Tasman. So we look across there, lots of people, lots of New Zealand people heading over there looking for that greener grass. They had release of employment numbers yesterday. Bit of a surprise. Employment market is a bit weaker than expected. So, yep, unemployment rate has lifted to 4.5%. That's the highest unemployment rate that they have had since 2021. Employment actually increased. It was up 14,900 people. But that was a little bit below market expectations. There was an unexpected lift in the participation rate. So this sort of mixes up expectations for what the RBA will do with the cash rate in November. So you've got a weaker labour market, but things like consumer spending holding up pretty well. They have an inflation print on October the 29th. That will be pivotal. The market did react to this, Mike. Market moves suggest now a cut is expected. There was a big drop in the Aussie dollar, which has seen the Kiwi Aussie cross lift quite a bit. Bond rates fell. Share market liked it. Up 77 points, I think, when I last checked.
Okay. Infratil and Nvidia, anything with Nvidia. I mean, I could sign a deal with Nvidia and get rich overnight, couldn't I? Isn't that how it works these days?
Yeah, dead right. AI, it's, you know, just ticks that one box that anything needs to tick at the moment, which is AI. So Infratil, NZX listed infrastructure investor, has a very substantial investment in a business called CDC. They own data centers.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they announced a strategic partnership with a crowd called Firmus Technologies and NVIDIA. They've got to deliver 40 megawatts of CDC data center capacity to deliver innovative AI factory capacity. The CDC site it's coming from is in Melbourne. That's expected to deliver by April 2026. And it prompted a 5% lift in the Infratil share price yesterday.
All right, mate, numbers, please.
Yeah, some US market day 16 on the countdown, US government shutdown. We have got the Dow Jones at 46,169. It's down 83 points, which is 0.18%. The S&P 500, 6642. It is down 28 points, which is 0.4%, and we'll call the NASDAQ flat. It's down 0.03, well, it's flat, 22,665, the mark there. FTSE 100 overnight gained 11 points, 9,436. The Nikkei bounced 605 points, that's 1.25%, 48,277. Small lift in the Shanghai Composite, 3,916. As I said, the ASX 200 gained 77 points, that's 0.86%, 9,068. The close there, and the NZX 50 helped by Infratil up 0.61%, 81 points, 13,389. Kiwi Aussie on the wholesale market, Kiwi US on the wholesale markets, 0.5730, 0.8830, so that's lifted against the Aussie, 0.4907 euro, 0.4267 pounds, 86.14 Japanese yen. Gold just continues to surge. $4,282, and we were wondering whether it could get to $4,000 by the end of the year. Gone straight through that. And Brent crude, here you go, Mike.
Come on, give it a five. Give it a five.
Wouldn't it be great? Not quite. $61.28.
Okay, we can live in hope. Go well, Andrew Keller, his Shaw and Partners.